Good afternoon, and welcome to Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to another edition of Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'll be with you until 2 o'clock right here on AM 1220, The Word. I hope you'll be able to stick with us here this afternoon. And I want to thank Pastor John Lutz for allowing me to fill in the last half hour for his program. And again, you can find out more about me online, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. If you go there, you can not only find out about me in the radio program here, but also you can link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can read a number of articles and things that are available there, as well as listen to past programs. If you aren't aware of it, we're on every Sunday night as well from 10 o'clock until midnight, right here on AM 1220, The Word. And if you're not able to listen to the whole program there, or maybe you missed the last half or the last hour or something because of the time, you're more than welcome to go onto our website at livewithpastoral.com, and you can find that those programs there as well. And also wanted to let you know that you can visit us at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. Our Bible study tonight, it's an informal Bible study from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock. If you're not doing anything tonight and you like to get into the Word of God, it's an informal Bible study. Ours is kind of unique in some ways. It is basically in the same format that we use, especially on our Sunday night program, where we engage people's questions about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word. And so that's every Friday night from 7 o'clock until midnight. And that's at the Richfield Bible Baptist Church. You can find us in Richfield, Ohio, near where Interstate 77 and Interstate 271 come together. We're located at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200. It's a little commercial strip, and we've got a little space there on the eastern end of the strip, and it's at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield. You can find out more, though, just go online, livewithpastoral.com, click on our church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can find out more and see where we're at. We'd love to have you come out and visit with us. All right, well, we're going to get into a couple of things here, but let's go ahead and pray. And then we'll hop on to a couple of things here. Also, before we pray, I'm just going to mention, too, our phone number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. If you have a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call today, and we'll get you on the air. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, again, pray your blessing upon the program today. Use us for your glory. Help us appoint people that are searching to Christ. Help us to encourage believers in their walk with you, and in all things, help us to lift up and glorify Christ, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Oh, I want to mention, too, today is the annual March for Life, and very important because, as we said, when Roe v. Wade was undone with the Dobbs case last year, the real efforts are going to begin, and this is going to be a state-by-state battle. We see some states that have regressed in terms of pro-life positions. We see some states that have progressed in their pro-life positions. Here in the state of Ohio, the battle has been joined. We have a coup, we won't get into that, we've talked about in past programs, where the moderates and the Democrats have basically seized the House Speaker's position down in Columbus at the Ohio State House. And one of the reasons is they want to prevent a move here in Ohio. They're trying to pass a bill that will require a 60% vote in order to amend the Ohio State Constitution. It brings it more in line with the U.S. Constitution amendment process. Currently, right now, I think you just have like a just over 50%, 50 plus 1% or 51% of the vote, whatever it is, in order to pass an amendment. You say, well, why is that important? Well, it's important because the pro-death camps, NARAL, Planned Parenthood, and Planned Predators, I should say, and others are attempting to put on the ballot perhaps as early as this November or maybe next November. Senator Sherrod Brown would like it to be on the ballot while he's running for re-election because, well, he thinks it would help him get re-elected. But the idea is that they want to put on the ballot some kind of a constitutional amendment to the Ohio Constitution that will enshrine abortion into the Ohio Constitution, which would make it much more difficult to control or I not say control, but harder to remove once it's in the Constitution. And they believe that they can get, 50-some percent if it's something that's initially presented as a common sense thing, you know, abortion up to a certain point. But the idea is to get as much, you know, if they could get abortion up until birth, like some states have, they would go for it. But I think the fear is they might not be able to get that through in Ohio. But even if they thought they put it on there, the reason for the 60% threshold to pass an amendment to the Ohio Constitution, this would make it more difficult to amend the Ohio Constitution, which it should be. It really should be because it is the state constitution after all, but also it shows that you have a not just a slight majority, but a large majority of Ohioans who favor something in order to pass it, in order to make that type of a change. And the likelihood of Planned Predators and NARAL and all them being successful is pretty slim because most of the states that have been able to pass some of these pro-death things have only passed them with slim margins in the, 51, 52, 53%, not much more than that. And so they are fearful. And this is partly why the coup took place down in Columbus here to seize the speakership from the conservative supermajority that we have in Columbus. Pray for that. Their first session is coming up Tuesday. Pray that the 40 or so Republican representatives that remained true to their commitments would continue to remain strong. And Derek Marins, who should be the Speaker of the House, will be able to hold them together, and they will be able to counter the influence of the Democrats and the left-wing rhinos down in Columbus. So lots to happen down there. I'm sure we'll be talking about that some more. But as I said, you can give us a call, 888-677-9673, and we've got Terry calling in today. Terry, welcome to the program this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pastor Al.
Good afternoon.
I guess last Sunday night I was having a bit of an interference that was coming from my heater. I didn't realize it.
Ah, okay.
A little bit of noise.
Yeah, we were getting some noise. So it sounded like you were washing dishes, but
it was my heater going. I couldn't figure out. I was sitting there. It didn't seem like it was really that loud. And it dawned on me after it hung up on me that it was the heater that was causing the problem.
Oh, okay. Never can tell. So
yeah. So last week the guy brought up the deity of Christ,
mm-hmm.
and that was strange because I brought up a whole bunch of scriptures,
right?
Explaining the deity, and you started talking in your last week about Athanasius.
Yeah, we were talking about some of the different ones and what they had written in you know, the 300s, the 400s and things referring to the deity of Christ. And specifically, it was in defense of the what's called the Johannian comma, which is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 6, 7, and 8. There's a line there in verse 7 that's in the King James Bible that is missing from modern versions, and the modern versions claim that it was a later edition. In fact, the New International Version even says that it was a later 16th century, I think, or something like that, or not 16th century, 1600s or whatever edition to the scriptures. But when you go back and you look at some of the early writers, the verse is actually referred to oftentimes. And let's see, I'm trying to find where I referenced Athanasius.
And, Athanasius, yeah.
Yeah, and he was writing in the time frame, he lived from about 296 AD to 373, so he was in the 4th century. And the 4th century certainly predates the 1600s by a few years. And he said this in regards to 1 John chapter 5, verse 7 in the King James Bible. Let me read that before we get to an atheist comment here. 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. And it would help if I was in 1 John chapter 5, wouldn't it? I was in Revelation 5. Here we are. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Athanasius said this. He said, but also is not that sin-remitting, life-giving, and sanctifying washing, without which no one shall see the kingdom of heaven given to the faithful in the thrice-blessed name? In addition to all these, John affirms, and these three are one. And so when he refers to the thrice-blessed name, he's referring to the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He's not referring to the water, the spirit, and the blood. He's referring to God, the Godhead. And when he says John affirms, he's referring to John as in 1 John chapter 1 John, the writer of 1 John. And when he says, in these three are one, that's a direct quote from 1 John chapter 1, verse 1 John chapter 5, verse 7, and these three are one. The very passage that modern Bible scholars say wasn't added until sometime in, you know, more recent centuries, after the 1600s. So,
and Jesus said to you, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Fill fast and white, show us the Father, and it shall suffice us.
Yeah, because you're seeing the manifestation of God, and in him, the Bible says, dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And Godhead is a good...
all of God.
Yeah, I was going to say, Godhead is a good biblical term for what we call the Trinity. People would argue, well, the word Trinity is not in the Bible. Well, the concept is, and the word Godhead encapsulates that, and that's exactly what... John is talking about the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. That's the Godhead or the Trinity, and these three are one.
In God's omnipresence, so he can be wherever he wants to be.
Well, and that's a very good point, Terry, because when we look at God in his omnipresence, I was reading an article recently, and it's talking about omnipresence versus manifest presence of God. And when we look at God in his omnipresence, we realize that God is everywhere present. That's what omnipresence means.
Right.
Everywhere present.
And that's why he could be in Jesus and be in the and still be in control of the whole world, because he's omnipresent.
Yeah, but I was going to say it's more than just in Jesus, because Jesus wasn't merely containing God. Jesus was God, and that's where the manifest presence of God comes in, because God is everywhere present, and you think about it, it makes sense. I mean, Everything that exists, exists within the being of God. There's nothing that exists apart from God. And in fact, the Bible even says that God upholds all things by the word of his power. And I believe that's how the very atoms that make up matter stay together. Bear with me for just a minute here. If you ever held some magnets together, you know, in magnets, the opposite poles attract, the same poles repel. So if you take the magnet with the two north poles, for instance, hold them together, while you're holding them together, they'll stay together. But what happens when you let go? They fly apart, right?
Right.
Yeah, well, the Bible says that God holds all things together by the word of his power. Inside of each atom, you have protons, neutrons, and electrons, right? Now, electrons have a negative charge, and protons have a positive charge. Now, like repels and opposites attract. And here's what's interesting. How do you get the protons to stay right next to each other in the small space of the nucleus of the atom? Well, we really don't know how they don't fly apart. They should repel each other, but they stay together. And so for lack of any better way to describe it, they call it a fundamental force. I believe it's the strong nuclear force because it's very strong and it only operates within the small area of the nucleus of the atom and it keeps them from flying apart. Well, I got a better idea. It's the word of God. It's God by his word holding them together. So if there was a place in creation that God does not exist, what would hold matter together in that place? I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? You know, so God is everywhere, holding everything together at all times, and he fills. In fact, Jeremiah chapter 23 in verse 24 says, "Can a man hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord?" So he fills all of heaven and earth, but not everywhere in heaven and earth do people realize that he's there, do they?
That's the problem.
Yeah, and so God has to manifest himself within creation in a way that people can relate to it, and that's what he did in the incarnation, and Jesus Christ was the manifestation of God within his world. So the question then becomes, was God in the world before Jesus was manifested in the world? Well, the answer is, of course he was.
Of course.
Because he fills all of heaven and earth. There's nowhere that he's not. You know, people who teach that there's places that God does not exist, you know, that's an attack against the fundamental nature of God. That's God's omnipresence. He exists everywhere at all times because we exist within the being of God. God does not need the universe to exist within, but the universe needs God to exist within. And so because the universe is in God and he fills all of heaven and earth, that's a spiritual creation and a physical creation, he's everywhere, but not everywhere is he manifest like he is, for instance, when Jesus came into the world. Or another good example is when Moses was there in Midian and God appeared to him in the burning bush, remember? It was a manifestation of God in a way that Moses could see it. And then later, when they left Egypt, the Jewish people, when they left Egypt, God went before them manifesting himself as a pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. And does that mean that God was only where that pillar was? Absolutely not. He was still everywhere, but he had to manifest himself in a way that people can relate. Same thing with the unsaved person. The unsaved person could not exist without God, enabling them to exist, but they have no knowledge of God. They have no relationship of God. They don't know him in the sense that a believer knows him. They may have heard of him, They may intellectually know about him, but until God through his Spirit manifests himself to the heart and the soul, you know, the soul and the spirit of that unsaved person, that unsaved person cannot comprehend God, cannot relate to God. And then when God manifests himself in such a fashion that they can realize that God is real and that he wants a relationship with him, they can put their faith in Christ and be saved. And then he will indwell them through his Spirit, manifesting his presence within that person. It's the part of the miracle of salvation. It's incredible. But that's the manifest presence of God, which can be seen, can be related to, as opposed to the omnipresence of God, which is where God is everywhere at all times. It's just not always realized.
I'm not sure if the whole scripture says, if I make my bed in hell, I'm there.
Actually, that's the Psalm 139, where he says, whither shall I go from thy spirit? I just happened to have this with me when you said that, because I have had, we've been going over this at our church on Sunday morning, a Bible study on the various attributes of God, and we're currently on the omnipresence of God. And Psalm 139, starting with verse 7, David writes, whither shall I go from thy spirit, or whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. And as you said, there's nowhere you can go that you'll be apart from God's presence.
And even in hell.
Yeah, but see, here's the difference. In hell, the people in hell, the unsaved in hell, will not be able to sense God's presence because he won't be manifest to them.
And no light.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, we look at it as a separation from God, because those in hell will not be able to experience God. They'll not be able to experience God's presence. They'll not be able to experience his love. They'll not be able to experience his, you know, all that God gives to us. They will just exist for all intents and purposes without him. But of course, hell exists within the being of God, and so in the omnipotence of God, he fills all things. And as David said, if I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So there's nowhere you can go unless you believe the false, which I consider a heretical teaching, that there are places that God does not exist, because then now you're limiting God and you're denying his omnipotence, which the Bible clearly teaches. So, this is why we need Christ as our Savior, isn't it?
In John 8, 58, or sorry, John, yeah, chapter 8, verse 58,
uh-huh.
It says, Jesus said unto them, very, very, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am.
Well, and that gets into not just his omnipotence, but also into his eternal nature. You know, and also the fact that he transcends not only space but also time, and this is a hard concept for people to wrap their minds around. A lot of false doctrine comes about because people have trouble wrapping their minds around some of the deeper things of the scriptures, and so they come up with something that sounds reasonable on the surface, and they run with it, and then they wind up having to force everything else, you know, the square pegs into the round holes. But everything exists within God, everything in space, but also everything in time. So every moment of time exists within the eternal being of God. Every place in space exists within the eternal being of God. There's no place, there's no time where God does not exist. And to say otherwise is a false teaching. We need to be careful with that. So that's where we need to understand how God manifests himself. Hey, Terry, we're running out of time here, but I'm sure we'll talk about this some more in the future. But the amazing thing is that this eternal God that exists everywhere and every time wants a relationship with you and with me, and it's found through Jesus Christ, the manifestation of God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Check it out if you haven't. Thanks for listening. God bless. Join us next time.
You've been listening to Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Live with Pastor Al, visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs at livewithpastoral.com, read articles on a variety of topics by Pastor Al at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to join him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, Sunday morning at 11 or Sunday evening at 6. Or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m., and then every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286. Or you can email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoll.us. Join us for more live conversation this Sunday night
from 10 to midnight.
And again, next Friday afternoon from 1:30 to 2, right here on AM 1220, The Word. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.